and welcome back to the Procrastination Podcast. I hope that you're well. My microphone today is the star of the show. She is taking up quite a bit of space, but that's because I couldn't be bothered to set this up properly. I just very quickly put my phone down and I'm just quickly filming this and recording this as well for the podcast listeners. For the podcast listeners. I have had this idea for a while now, but I've not really had the time to implement it. But I would like to get you guys involved more with the podcast and create a bit more of a dialogue and respond to some of your guys' messages, respond to any feedback, any topics, things like that. Because I sometimes do run out of things to talk about, believe it or not. When I sit down and I plan my podcast episodes, I look through my comments and suggestions and things like that, and I pick out things that people have said. But quite often these things get lost. I get freaking hundreds of messages and thousands of comments that I just can't keep up. I physically can't. I could try, but it's just not good mentally for me to sit scrolling through so many messages and picking out comments and stuff. So what I have done, just punched my mic. I'm so sorry. Sorry to your ears as well. I've just done it again. Just hit my mic again. I have opened another email account for you to send me any questions that you would like me to answer on the podcast or any topics that you would like me to talk about. So the email address is theprocrastinationpod@gmail.com. So theprocrastinationpod, so not the procrastination podcast. Don't send anything to that email address because it was already taken by someone else. Someone else has already got a procrastination podcast. So don't send it to them, okay? Theprocrastinationpod@gmail.com. I'll put it down in the description. But what I would really like to receive and hear and read from you guys is any topics you would like me to talk about. Now, please bear in mind that this podcast, I really want to keep it quite informal and quite chatty. So any suggestions about, for example, grammar, like, Emma, can you please talk about grammar? I don't want to do it, right? I don't want to do it. I'm going to be really honest. Anything that's like, Emma, can you teach us? Nope. I don't want to do that. That's not what this podcast is about. What I'd like the podcast to focus on more is something more general, not just English language. It can be talking about different topics. So let's say, for example, you really enjoy talking about or listening to topics on, I don't know, panic choosing, food. You really like listening to topics regarding food. So you send me an email. Hi, Emma, you are the best English teacher in the world. By the way, could you do a podcast episode talking about English snacks? I'm going to England. What kind of snacks do you recommend I buy? Or, Emma, I heard that you are now living in Spain. What are some things that you hate about it? Or what are some things that you love about it? What are some things that really shocked you? Emma, these are some things in my culture. What are they like in your culture? Are these things polite? Are these things rude? Are there some things that I need to think about if I go on a trip to the UK? Maybe you're a teacher and you want to ask any questions about starting an online business and finding students, creating a course. I'm happy to answer those sorts of questions. So think about this podcast, this question system, it's called a system. Think of it as being more like the sorts of questions you would genuinely ask a friend, me, in a pub. You wouldn't go to a pub with your friends and be like, hi there, friend, can you please explain the present simple to me? No, your friend would be like, nah, fuck off. I don't know anything about present simple. I mean, I'm a teacher. I know about present simple. But that is not the route I want to go with this podcast. I feel like... So let me explain something. I know quite a few people say, oh, Emma, I think you should focus on vocabulary, blah, 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 with this podcast because I love your podcast, blah, blah, blah. But I think that there are so many podcasts already out there which focus on these things. It is fucking saturated, is this market, right? Saturated means it is completely full. It is full of podcasts for learners who want to learn grammar, who want to learn vocabulary, who want to learn business English, who want to learn whatever. What I am trying to fill in this gap, my niche, you may call it, my niche is helping learners become exposed to a more natural way of learning English through listening to topics that they enjoy or answering questions that they would like to know the answer to that's not related to grammar. Right? If you want to know about grammar, this isn't the podcast for it. That doesn't mean I can't explain it, right? Because I have actually genuinely had comments from people saying, you don't teach grammar because you're not a real teacher and you don't know grammar. Yeah, I do. But it's not my focus. It's not my niche. Pronunciation with Emma focuses on pronunciation. And I'm fucking good at pronunciation, right? But the procrastination podcast focuses on procrastinating. It's all about practicing our English. Well, your English. Maybe my English too. Mine might need some work. But practicing our English. So I just got so distracted by an aeroplane then, like flying. Sometimes I look and I'm like, I wonder where they're going. Yeah, I want to keep this more open and talk about topics and expose yourself to different questions, different things that you may not have thought about listening to before. So feel free to send me any questions that you have that are not related to grammar or teaching anything, unless they're teaching something about culture or politeness or the countries or whatever, okay? It would be really interesting to receive your questions or receive any topic suggestions, basically, is what I would like to have. As I said, stay away. I know I keep repeating this, but I swear to God, I always have to repeat things like 10 times because there is always someone who doesn't listen. But don't send me questions about grammar, all right? Send me questions about, Emma, are there any snacks you like? What do you recommend? What do you think about? Can you talk about X topic? I'm really interested in X topic. What's your opinion? Can you talk about that? Blah, 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 blah. So yeah, even if it's just asking your opinions on your country, tell me some facts about your country and let me know more about your country. So yeah, I'm just going to end this podcast episode here. It's really short, 8 minutes, nearly nine, nearly 10 by the time I've done the outro. So thank you very much for listening. And yeah, today's episode, well, this week's episode is quite short, but I do have some more episodes coming next month. My God, it's nearly April. This year has gone really, really fast. I don't know if you guys feel the same, but I do feel that since COVID, something has shifted in time. Like, time seems to be going faster. And I'm not talking about, like, time is moving so quickly, it's fluid. No. Like, I mean physically, clocks are moving faster. Please let me know if anyone else has felt that. Email me, let me know. theprocrastinationpod@gmail.com. Let me know. Is time moving faster for you? But yeah, send me any suggestions, any topics you want me to talk about, whether it's language learning, culture, food, living in Spain, living abroad, being an immigrant. I'm an immigrant now. Ooh, and I also have my card and everything sorted. So I'm finally able to be free in Spain. I can now leave the country. And we're already planning a trip to Japan sometime this year. It's freaking expensive flying to Japan. It's like 1,300 euros. Mental. But it's a trip I've always wanted to do ever since I was a little girl. So I'm so freaking excited. 13-year-old Emma would be shitting herself with excitement right now if she knew that she'd be even planning to go to Japan. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that. So if you want to ask me any questions about that, you're very welcome to. Anyway, that is the end of this podcast episode. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week. And I will see you next week for a bigger, longer, and more interesting podcast episode. Bye-bye.